Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis daily news brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. Boy, I'll tell you, yesterday was sort of a get S done kind of a day for me. It started out with my dental cleaning and actually a fitting for a crown at 7 a.m. at Morabito Family Dentistry. I had an ICST meeting at Annapolis High at 9, a podcast on an amazing film showing on Sunday morning, and getting ahead of all of the work I'm going to miss today and this weekend because I always play hooky for the Annapolis Film Festival. But now we do have some news, so we better get into it, shall we? Diaminic Gray, a 20-year-old from Severn, received a 50-year prison sentence in the fatal shooting of Amari Tidings. This was in Annapolis back in June of 2023. Amari was not the intended target, but she was in a car parked at Hacka's Harbor House Apartments. Amari was 26 and left behind a child. In a significant development for Annapolis, the City Dock Park and Flood Resiliency Project received its final approval from the Historic Preservation Commission on March 28th. Now, the city needs to figure out how to fund the $71 million project. They are waiting to hear about a $32 million FEMA grant. The plan does include a raised earthen berm, new amenities including performance stages, a pergola, and splash parks with fountains to be continued. The Baltimore Key Bridge collapse continues to impact surrounding areas with debris from the incident reaching many beaches and shores in Anne Arundel County. Residents concerned about potential contaminants have been advised not to touch the debris and report it to the debris reporting hotline. That number is 410-205-6625. And again, that's 410-205-6625. The cleanup process, managed by the Joint Unified Command, is expected to affect local recreational activities. Again, that number, 410-205-6625. Do not touch the debris. Call it in. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman announced that the county's AAA rating from Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's for the second time in history. This rating, which reflects the county's economic stability, fiscal management, and low long-term liabilities, highlights the success of the county's financial strategies during times of economic uncertainty. The county's stable outlook is attributed to its economic foundations and effective management strategies by the administration and council, so I'm going to give kudos to Chris Trumbauer, who is really steering this ship as the county's budget officer. All right, let's talk events. Today through Sunday, it is the Annapolis Film Festival. Tickets and passes are still available at annapolisfilmfestival.org. You can get a pass or tickets to individual movies. Check out the bonus pods that we did over the past couple of weeks, but my recommendations for movies to see are Suze, Unbroken, You Will Not Replace Us, Unfurling the World, Possum Trot, and First We Bomb New Mexico. There are a bunch of great ones. You definitely want to check that out. Tomorrow, up at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds, it's the Maryland Chicken Wing Festival. It's going to kick off festival season for us, and they have the OG of wings, Anchor Bar, there, with more than 30 other wing vendors, which translates into literally hundreds of flavors. Live music, contests, games, a lot of fun, and you can save 50% on all of your tickets. You buy them online at abceventsinc.com, and that's abceventsinc.com. Use the code EOA and you'll get as many as you want at half off. Don't get them at the gate. Get them before midnight tonight and save half. Sunday, also at the fairgrounds, it is the inaugural Asian American Festival. I don't have a discount code for this, but this should be a great event as well, featuring a lot of cultural activities, food, drink, and music. Tickets for that are on Eventbrite. Just search for it. And you do want to be sure to catch our local business spotlight on Saturday at noon. We spoke with Audrey from the Inner West Trade Association about all of the events this summer and a special one coming up on the 21st of April. You want to definitely check that out. Today on Canines and Cross Treks, we met Stella. She's a 3-year-old Chihuahua and a recent surrender at the shelter. So make her stay short listen to our spot now, then check out ionanapolis.net at noon for some irresistible photos and get all of the details on how you can adopt her. And again, don't forget that we have our daily newsletter that features only the top local news stories of the day. We do send it out to your email inbox at 7 p.m. every night. Yes, that is 366 days this year, all without a paywall. It's perfect for keeping up with the weekend's news since we don't release a daily news brief on Saturday or Sunday. Here's a link right here in your show notes, and feel free to share that as well. All right, that's it. Now it's just time to say thank you for listening and putting up with us every day. I do hope that we add some value to your world, and if we do, please leave a review somewhere or tell a friend to give us a listen. We also want to thank our sponsors, Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. It's Friday. The weekend is here. And now it is time just to say have a great weekend. Be nice to others. Do something fun and keep shopping local. Oh, and enjoy a good movie or two. Now hang tight because George Young from DCMDVA Weather is here with the only locally forecasted weather report you're going to find. And of course, canines and cross tracks. So do hang around for that. All that's coming your way in just a minute.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive, and it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be, so you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Friday, April 5th. The morning sun yesterday across the Annapolis region was a nice reprieve from three straight days of clouds and rain to get the month of April started, until, of course, that turned into four straight days with afternoon showers. And while it's technically possible the region might see a few more showers today, skies should finally start to dry out and winds will become a bit breezy as a stubborn large area of low pressure finally begins to move east-northeast and out into the Atlantic. Look for mixed skies today, with highs again in the mid or upper 50s with slightly breezy winds from the west to be followed by mostly sunny skies this weekend, which will be nice for events in the region, including the Annapolis Film Festival tonight and all weekend, as well as the Maryland Chicken Wing Festival on Saturday at the Anne Arundel Fairgrounds, followed by the Asian American Festival Sunday also at the fairgrounds. But be sure to take a jacket or sweatshirt or hoodie or whatever with you this weekend, as temps will likely only be in the mid-50s or so Saturday, with winds out of the northwest at 15 miles per hour with gusts over 25 at times, with Sunday bringing nicer conditions with highs near 60 degrees, but winds will likely still be a bit breezy. As for next week, it gets much nicer as it will be sunny with low to mid-60s Monday, followed by more sun Tuesday with highs near 70 degrees, with temps again in the upper 60s to maybe near 70 on Wednesday with mixed skies and a small chance of some additional showers. Okay, that's it for today and this first wet week of April 2024. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day and weekend out there. Stay healthy and be safe, and be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service, and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. can only mean one thing. We're headed to the SPCA of Anne Arundel County with Annapolis Subaru to play with the pups for this week's Canines and Cross Treks. Sponsored by Annapolis Subaru. Higher standards.
Well, here we are. Everything's looking very clean here at the SPCA.
Did you guys do some spring cleaning, Kelly?
We did. We did some spring cleaning here, and as you can see, most of the junk is out now. It's not junk. You know what it is? It's just buildup of like event stuff. And
well, it's when you move out of your house after, you know, X years, it's just how much junk you accumulate.
Like, that's where that went.
That's where it went.
That's what we get, I guess, for going to Annapolis Subaru for 2 weeks in a row.
That is true.
That's right. You come back and look what we did.
But we didn't have Jimmy the office cat giving us dirty looks at Annapolis Subaru.
Yeah, Jimmy probably doesn't even remember who we are.
No, but we did have the dealership dog? That walks around.
Yeah, we've got
the dealer dog.
Yeah, a couple dogs that roam around. Some employees' dogs.
He's super friendly too.
And I see that Buddy is like out.
Buddy went home yesterday. As a matter of fact.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that wonderful? To
that
a fabulous,
wonderful.
Fabulous.
That's
family,
really cool. So. Well, who's joining us today?
So today we have Stella, and Stella, as you can see, is a Chihuahua with super big, cute ears. She's 3 years old,
and eyes. Big eyes
and,
as well.
Yeah, big eyes. Big eyes and big ears. Hi there. And she's all dressed up for us, as you can see, with her little rhinestone pink collar. So she's all girl. And she came in 3 days ago, and she was with a family who just had a baby. Then they do like to bark.
And
some of them do.
Yeah.
Like to
and
bark a
she's
lot.
She's really very friendly. I don't like Chihuahuas typically, but she's like very... Because they're very standoffish and skittish and like, but she's not.
When she first came in, she was very scared. But you know what? She's adapted pretty well and quickly, you know, for
a
Chihuahua
only 3 days?
Especially. Yeah, it's only been 3 days and she's great with the cats so far and very friendly with the other office dogs. So
well, that's cool.
I think she'd be a fabulous. She's small. So obviously you have to realize the people adopting that she's a small Chihuahua. She's
purse
not
dog.
A toy, but
a purse dog.
Is she? Yeah. That's
do
right.
you give purses when they adopt little Chihuahuas?
No, but that's a great idea.
A little SPCA tote bag for
that's
the
right.
For
you
the
get
pup.
A designer bag and a Chihuahua.
What? How old?
3 years old.
3 years.
Well, she's beautiful. She's got the sort of creamy,
she's
tanny
like
color, and got a little bit of the wiry fur poking out here and there.
Yeah.
But she's cute.
Yeah, she's really cute. And you know what? For a little dog, she likes to walk too, which is nice because sometimes they don't. Yeah, she
yeah, usually they like, oh, go.
Because it's been raining like crazy and most of the dogs do not want to go out. Well, actually, we don't even want to go out in this weather, but she's been very, very good about going out. And she's pee pad trained, which is really important.
Ah, pee pad trained.
She's pee pad trained.
Pee pad trained.
Pee-pad
say
pad
that
trained.
A couple times. Pee pad trained. I do have to compliment the SPCA on the lack of potholes in the driveway.
Thank you. At least half of it. Billy, stop.
I don't know.
You know what? Can we just
the
glass
down here
is half full.
There's like
for
a
the
pond.
Driveway.
There's like
okay.
A, I guess at what point does it go from a pothole to a pond?
That's on purpose.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a pond.
Okay.
We want the ducks to come.
That's good.
And swim in the pothole. So we're halfway there, right?
Well done. There well done.
It's very good. Hey, Billy, question for you. I mean, that horrible Key Bridge collapse.
Yeah.
What's, I mean, I know that most of the cars come into the port of Baltimore, and I mean, that's all they've been talking about the news. I mean, have you felt any impact on that up at Annapolis Subaru yet?
No, we still have plenty of cars, and the trucks are still coming. So we were fortunate to have a ship come in prior to
to be able to
collapse and offload, and their cars were still able to get processed and then distributed to the Subaru retailers. But then the ships that are coming in, now are actually being diverted up to the Wilmington port. And then they're going to be trucked down to the Port of Baltimore, where a lot of accessories and stuff are installed to keep those workers down there.
Oh, that's cool.
Busy. So and then they'll be distributed from the port, but the actual trucks or the actual
boat,
cars
boat
will get, the boat will be unloaded up in Delaware.
That's good, man. You guys, everybody figured that out.
It was pretty quick. Yeah. Yeah. It was like when I was like, oh, such a tragedy. You can't believe all the lives that were affected. And then it was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
That's where all the cars go.
Yeah. Yeah. How many cars go on a ship? You have any idea?
I don't have any idea.
I know
but
that's
above
the
there's a lot. It's those things are massive. They're huge. It's a massive process.
Right.
You know, because they're being distributed to the entire East Coast and, you know, Central America.
I remember seeing one of those ships with the new cars on there. Man, do they pack those in there close?
They do.
They're like an inch apart, I think.
Fortunately, half of our vehicles are manufactured in the United States as well. So in Indiana. So
are they by model?
Yes.
Which models are in the United States?
United States is going to be Ascent, Outback, and Legacy and Crosstrek.
Woo-hoo. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I see that I was reading, we've got the eclipse coming up next week.
Yes, we do.
And all the conspiracy theorists are out saying that you've got to hide your dogs, hide your cats, because every dog I know just goes out and looks blindly up to the sun.
I don't get that.
It's like, don't look up. I'm not sure.
I haven't gone down the rabbit hole on that one. But I like, in my mind, I'm like, it's probably just going to be cloudy and we're all going to miss it.
I know. Exactly.
That's the way it always is.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that was supposed to be cool, but it wasn't.
What did you see on the news? They're saying that, you know, be careful if you buy the glasses because some people are selling them and they're not the real.
They're not the real ones. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want
to. Who even thinks about doing these things to people? It's
just. Well, like, I mean, I don't think that they're doing it to be hurtful.
They are.
Just trying to make a buck.
I don't think so. I think they probably said, hey, we're out of the good stuff. Do you mind if we use the cheap?
That don't
sunglass
work.
Stuff.
That like, don't work.
Well, that's, you know.
Like, okay, sorry. Yeah, we'll you can buy these. We'll it a... won't help, and it will not help you see any better, but you can buy them.
Well, I don't understand what all the hype is on this, because, I mean, we had an eclipse like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but this one's not going to be for like another till 2040.
I thought they said that 5 years ago.
I thought they did. I feel like anytime something, something cool happens, there's like,
yeah,
you know, all these news organizations are all like, we need some viewers.
They
gotta please our advertisers. Exactly. Let's go wild on this one. But
so did all your bunnies have a good time?
Taking their pictures? Such a great turnout for that. We were packed, and obviously we had a lot of walk-ups too, and we did take them. So that was really great. And then we also joined in the fun of Westfield that they had their rabbit. The fake rabbit.
The Easter rabbit.
So we had some of our live rabbits up there with them. Aww. So it was great. Yeah. So the kids got to see them at Paul's at the mall and then also up at with the Westfield site. Yeah.
How many bunnies did you move?
We did not adopt a bunch during it. We just did photos. So now we'll see the applications. We don't want it to be like people are just adopting because it's Easter. Yeah,
take a picture with this bunny and then take it home.
And I'm in love and I'm going to take that bunny home.
Get a free bunny with every picture.
Yeah. So we want to make sure, you know, we do our application process.
Yeah, that's true. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Do you specifically not adopt them at Easter?
Well, we specifically try not to. I mean, if it's someone that's adopted before and they're looking for a friend or something like that, then we may feel more comfortable doing that. But you know how everybody buys those chicks and everything this time of year. And yeah,
that makes sense. I was reading an article about Tom Dahl, who's like the retired CEO of Subaru. Apparently, this guy was an amazing guy.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I was reading, he was just saying that, he'd been there for like 30 years, started up as, you know, it's like, you know, I don't say the janitor, but I mean, just really, really low on
the bottom,
on the chain pole. But I mean, it was just, he really sort of instilled the whole mantra of how you guys operate, you know, giving back to the community and everything else. I mean, he said there are 32 manufacturers out there with more on the way, and we want to sell somebody, and they all want to sell somebody a car. But because of the Share the Love, heartfelt, safety-centric advertising campaigns, including those with the Barclays and the Family of Retrievers, Subaru has become one of the most respected and loved brands on the planet.
Yeah.
And the guy had the wherewithal, said it's more than just selling cars.
Yeah. His whole thing, every meeting that we've ever been to that he's been a part of, which is pretty much all of them, it's his sentiment is customer satisfaction and giving back to the community and doing that through sharing the love. So it's pretty wild.
He retired last year, and I guess he's still involved with the, you know, on the board level, but it's what a guy.
New leadership, but all the, you know, most all the guys that are up at the executive levels of Subaru of America all, you know, share the same sentiments, and nothing's really changed much, but yeah, it was definitely his vision that,
you know, it sounds like he's the kind of the guy that has like a cubicle with the rest of them.
Yeah.
No,
and that certainly says all the retailer meetings he was at, you know, people would be waiting in line to shake his hand and say hello, and he remembers people's names, and, you know, he's just like talking to Kelly, you know. It's very easy to talk to, and is very just like a, you know, just kind of like a normal person. you know, but obviously very smart.
Yeah. But you know, what's great though, is you guys as a community dealership too, though. I mean, I'm sure there's more, there's Subaru dealerships all over, obviously all over the country.
Sure.
But there's some that probably participate and get involved in the community as, you know, Subaru asks them to do. And then there's some that just do it. And you guys are like right in the middle of everything.
Yeah. We've been doing it for a long time, especially with, you know, with our other brands as well.
Right.
It's, and it just so happened that when Subaru started releasing all of the different love pillars and the stuff that they, you know, kind of, you know, were pushing to require the retailers to do, we were already doing it.
Yeah.
So it was a very easy thing for us to do. And our efforts here probably are more, you know, impactful than, you know, efforts that others might make in bigger cities and communities. But, you know, it's all about staying engaged and staying active with those that you know, it's not just cutting a check and being like, best of luck. It's, you know, we actually enjoy participating in the events and participating in the charities that we support.
And I do like that you guys pick the charities where it affects locally. I mean, yes, you could just, you know, write the check and you could support. And I don't want to dislike the American Cancer Society or the American Heart Association or something like that. But that's not all right here.
Yeah. Let's get
when something when to you're the at the Stanton Center handing out hundreds and hundreds of coats to needy kids in the middle of winter.
So true. Yeah.
When you're down at Bands in the Sand, will you be doing a shark dance, by the way, at the encore at Bands in the Sand?
I might be retired. You know, we'll see.
You
might
have to do it live.
I might wear a shirt with some sharks on it, but that's about it. Yeah.
We want the shark dance on stage. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, but it makes it more impactful. It's really cool for our employees as well to be able to see and participate in, you know, what we're doing in the community. So
it's good. Well, it looks to me like Stella's like trying to bust out of here.
Yeah, I think she's Stella done with
wants
us.
To.
She's
Stella
ready
wants to go
move on.
Home.
She has to find her groove.
And like, have I done my part? I'm out of here.
Like, I didn't put this rhinestone collar on to come hang out in a conference room. This is lame.
I'm not dressed up to
this
go
is
out.
Lame.
Anything new going up at your place, Billy?
Nothing new. We're just chugging along. We got a bunch of cars still, and they keep coming.
Did that very attractive financing carry on through April, or did that end at the end of March?
So it ended at the end of March. So we right now we have 2.9% financing up to 48 months on most all models. We have 0% up to 72 months on the Solterra.
Okay.
And we have a few Solterras in stock, so it's still a great time to buy a car.
And it's a great time to adopt a pup.
That's right. It's always a great time to adopt a pup.
Stella is 3 years old, and she is a very happy chihuahua.
Does the rhinestone collar come with the adoption?
Yes.
It absolutely does.
Sweet.
And she's spayed.
That sounds like Neil Diamond song or something like a rhinestone chihuahua.
Exactly.
There you go. Any Neil Diamond fans out there? Come
That's
get
right.
Stella.
John, if you adopt a Stella, John will sing to you.
Yes.
Is Stella up on the website yet? She's only been here 3 days, you said.
She should be up on that website.
By the time people hear this?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That's a good thing. You want to go to aacspca.org to catch some pictures of Stella. We'll, of course, have some here as well. And AnnapolisSubaru.com, because they figured out how to get those Subarus around that bridge, thankfully, I guess, for folks that need cars and those folks that work on selling and servicing cars.
Yes.
And, but AnnapolisSubaru.com or 149 Old Solomon's Island Road if you want to roll old school and, like, see a person.
Come on down. Kelly's there every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Stalking.
All right. Well, we will see two of you guys next week, but not Stella, I don't think.
No.
She's going to be gone.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless, because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, ionannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at IonAnnapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.